Hi, this is Mike Essen. The Hillary Clinton email scandal is rocking America. Now, we all know what's going on here. In case you don't, I'll give you a short narrative because I need to give my opinion more than the narrative because we're all pretty informed about this by now. Hillary Clinton has sent classified emails and hid classified emails from foreign countries, including emails that would jeopardize the history of Israel by anti-Netanyahu emails and emails from abroad about Benghazi. This scandal is very serious, and it's very serious in my opinion, too. I'm not saying this because Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, and she is the front runner for the presidency in 2016 in the Democratic Party. I'm saying this because she's an immoral idiot. That's why. I mean, people are waking up now, though. They didn't wake up. They semi-woke up to Benghazi. They semi-woke up when she made the stupid comments about wealth doesn't create jobs, business doesn't create jobs, and how you have to empathize with the enemy. But this is just takes it to a new low. For this schmuck, Hillary Clinton, to be classifying private emails with the security of this country and things which are illegal and the public should know about are sickening. Now, this should immediately disqualify her from any public office. But president, I mean, you can't trust this woman in your backyard. This is absolutely outrageous. And what bothers me about this is Democrats are still defending her. Why can't we just put partisan politics aside and say my country comes first, my party comes second? I was looking at some Democratic pundits saying, what about Jeb Bush? You know, it's called the you're another fallacy in debate terms, where you're losing your point. You can't win. It's like, what about the other guy? The other guy is not who you're talking about. This is highly illegal activity. We're finding out new things every day, and she's even denying she did not anything wrong. This woman's not qualified as saying the two words. She's not capable of saying two words, I'm sorry. How I regret that Bill Clinton was ever president for many reasons, but that she came out of it is sickening. Now, we got to go over the scandal she went over. I think you have to know where you lived, where you're from to know where you stand now. Back in the 90s, there was Travelgate, Filegate, and she stood by her husband when she said she would never take infidelities from any man. And she stood by him and defended him publicly when he had affairs with Jennifer Flowers when he was governor, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, and, of course, Monica Lewinsky. She censored the path to 9/11, which people don't make as big a deal about as they should. To censor a movie is a big red flag to anybody who's president. Who knows if they could censor what danger they could do. This is not a scandal, but Hillary Care is synonymous to Obamacare. Differences are so small, we could have had this mess of a healthcare system many years ago. Then there was Benghazi, where four Americans died on her watch in Libya on September 11th, three and a half years ago. This whole thing is so sickening, but the email thing is what we have to discuss right now because this is prevalent. Could this knock her out of the campaign? We don't know. She is so tenacious. She is so stubborn. I think what it could do, though, and this is the good news, is hurt her chances. Don't think a Republican nominee, whoever it may be, is not going to pounce on her over this. And believe me, we have some tough guys there. I don't think Jeb is tough enough, but I think Scott Walker or a Ted Cruz or a Ben Carson or a Marco Rubio or a Mike Huckabee could do a great job with this. Or even a Rand Paul, for that matter. This email scandal is atrocious. And all I can say about it is she needs to know. And we need to know as the American people the truth. And they should get her the hell out of the race. This is Mike Essen signing off.